Vayter in Shas, we are in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Zayin, picking up on Nun Vav and Beis Badabab on the page. We were in Mitten discussion of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, and we had different lists of what they are. So one of them, we learn out from the Drasha of Vayitzav, and we go through each one of those words in the Pasuk to come to tell us the Sheva Mitzvahs. However, Tana Devei Menashe, they don't agree, and they take out two, and they put in two. They take out Dinim, Ubirkas Hashem. And instead of that, they put in the idea of sterilizing and Kilayim. Now, the Gemara comes along and asks the following idea. Where exactly are they getting that from? So says the Gemara, Tana Devei Menashe, Ida Arish Vayitzav, they're learning out from the idea of Vayitzav. Then if you're on Echnami, then she also include Dinim and Vayigad, and being Megadif, and cursing Hashem. Ilo Doshishav, not then Hani Minolin. Where does he learn out this Sheva from? Le'olam lo darsh tzav. He doesn't darsh in vayitzav. Hani kol chad v'chad about the nafshik siva, and he learns out each one on their own right. Avodah Zarah Gilui Raya, where does he learn out the idea of Avodah Zarah and Gilui Raya? There's two of them. Peep turn the page on Zanah Madalaf Tichsiva Tishachis Haaretz Afnei Elokim, and the land became corrupt in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'tanah Dibar Bishmal, B'chom Bakum Shenem Bar Hashchat. So whenever you use such a Lashon, Eino Ela Dvar Erva V'Avodah Zgachavim, it means Gilui Raya and Avodah Zarah. Dvar Erva Shenem Bar Kihishchus Kol Basar Es Darko. Avodas Kochavim, the Siv Pentashchisen Vaasisen, let's become corrupt and make Avodah Zarah. Okay, so you see the fact that they ended up getting killed from those things must be that those things were actually usher to them. Says Rashi, Mide in Onushalayu, Shma Mino, if good alive, and the fact that they're getting punished for it must be that they were commanded in regard to it, and those were they learned those two, Avodah Zarah and Yulras. V'idach, and what's the Vaitzav one? The one, the other that learns at Dinim and cursing God's Baruch, where are they? What do they do with these psukim? Or chayu de komigali? Says no, that was just like just explaining the way that it was what exactly happened. Says Rashi, meaning to say, man didarish vayitzav, amelucha azhara mayvitzav, huzer adam arishon. That's where they were warned. Vegabe dorham mabel or chayu miglu lodiacha. Just telling you the normal way. Alman, she was explaining what they got punished for. Okay, in Shvichas Dam, what did you learn? Shvichas Damim, Edechsev Shavuch Dam Adam, Dam Yishafeh. Someone goes and spills the blood of someone, his blood is going to be spilled. V'idach, right? So we see there, that's when there it's also for them to do Shvichas Dam. V'idach Ketlayahu Dekamagadle. You know, just telling you how they are going to be killed. Rashi says, Be'eza Misa. Yemisem ulolam husav miyitzav. This comes from miyitzav. Gazel, we learn that from the chsiv ki yerek esav nesati lchem eskol, that like the grass and vegetation, I gave you all things. Va'amar Rabbi Levi, right, and that's all they were allowed to have was a vegetation. All they were allowed to have, they're vegetarians. Noach. Va'amar Rabbi Levi be yerek ki yerek esav velo ki yergina, like the esav, not the gina. Esav grows on its own and it's hefker and anyone can take it, and not like the gina, the other ones grow, and therefore it's going to be over an isser of gezel. V'yidach what's v'yisav going to do with that pasuk? No, ahu l'mishah basar udal. So that's when they mata them to actually have flesh, to have meat. But it's not coming to teach you that then. Everyone achai. The seventh pasuk says achbasa benafsho domi tlo sechelu. It says with flesh, with its soul, with its blood, you shall not eat. What you're saying is usher to eat an aver menachai when it was attached to the life form, meaning when it's still alive. V'idacha hu lemishrei shratzim udasa. That's coming to matir shratzim, creepy crawling things. Sheretz Menachai is okay, just not Eiver Menachai. Saris, where does he learn the idea of Saris, like to sterilize? Dechsev Shirtsu Ba'aretz Revuba. And that is, you have to go ahead and swarm the earth and multiply in it. So clearly, the only way they're doing that is by not stopping your ability from having children. V'idach Lebracha Ba'alma. He says, no, that's just a bracha. It's not an issue here. It's just saying you should be blessed to have the earth. It says, Lo Lifras Wal Libros Sivam. Ella birchem b'peri b'peri, give him a bracha. Kilayim. What about bringing animals on other animals? Tchsev mea of lemineu. It says by Noach, and it's bringing to the teva of birds lemineu according to their min. Rashi says min stavelav yizachar unikeva leteva b'kol min veloshi yizdavig lo min acher shemamina asurin l'arbi aklayim in ala inter. You know, you're allowed to breed one animal with another one. V'idach ha'hu l'tzav sabi alma. That's just a tzavta. That's it. They should have a friend. They should have a companion. Rashi says, "Lav misham isak hilaim el litzavos ba'alma shekol echad ve'echad noach lo litzavos mino mitzavos minacher." Every, you know, each animal is more comfortable when it's with its own type. Birds of a flock flock together, and not birds of a feather flock with other sheep. That just doesn't make any sense. Okay, Amarev Yosef Ami Be'ah. So that's where we have the each one learn out that. That's where each one of these are learned, the concept of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, when Devei Menashe, when they say where they get it from each one of their own psukim over here. Okay, now, says Gemara of Yosef, Amrei Be'rav, Al Shloshe Mitzvahs B'nei Noach Neherag. Even though there's an Isser of Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, there's only going to be three of them that if they're involved with that they are going to be killed for. Gesher Simon. The Simon is Gesher, that's Girayos, Shvichas Damim, and Birkas Hashem. The Reish is Birkas Hashem. Second letter of Birkas Hashem. Agil Rashi Shichas Damim, Birkas Hashem. Mask of Lerav Sheishas. Bishlam Shichas Damim, I understand that Bishlam Shichas Damim, they're going to be killed for it. Dechsev Shofech Damim, Adam Damim Yishofech. The Pasuk says that they're going to be killed if they kill someone. El Hanuk Minolu. How do we know the other two over here? They say Gil Rayos and the Birkas Hashem. Igam Shichas Damim, if you want to learn from Shichas Damim, that if you'll cool an Amish, you'll learn the rest of the six from there as well. Imishum Dis, Rabbi Mishreish. And if you want to say, because we have a double terminology that comes up, double wording that comes up in certain psukim that we compare a Jew, a non-Jew to a Jew, imishum de is rabbe miish reish. Pasuk says ish ish ki yekala lakav anasa cheto. Anyone who curses is God, Hashem is going to bear his sin. And we say ish ish, which is a double, you know, double image, the person, but any person who does it, that we're going to say that even goyim are going to be killed for doing this. And we also have a pasuk that says ish ish kol she'er b'saro lo sikra v'legalis erva. And over there, what's it telling us? That even goyim are going to be chayiv when it comes to gilui raya. Simi shom disem ish v'ish. So then avodas kochavim nami yisabim ish v'ish. Then we should also include goyim when it comes to ish v'ish as well. What it's said by avodah zarah. So avodah zarah is another part which we didn't even mention over here. It's a part of gesher of gilui rayos, shvichas damim and birchas Hashem. It's just k'siv gabi molech ish ish b'kedoshim tiyu. That it has a double whim over there, says Rav Elazar as well. Ella, Amar of Sheshes, Amar be Rav, Al Arba Mitzvahs ben Noach Nerag. Oh, you're right. On four things, they end up getting killed. Not just Gesher, but Gesher and Avodah Zarah. If Avodah Kochav ben Noach Nerag, does he really get killed for that? Because Ish Vish? Does he really get killed? But time runs on the right side. Avodah Kochavim, when you're dealing with a guy, Dvarim Shebez Din Shal Yisrael Mimisin Aleyan, things for which a Yid Shekort would kill a Yid. Benoach Muzer Aleim. They get Azara, meaning it's an Isser, but they're not going to get killed for. Azara in Misalo, which means only a warning, but not that they're going to be killed. Says Rashi, the first white line, Shebezin Yisrael, Hachikamar, but Isser Avodos Kochavim, Osam Dvarim, Shebezin Yisrael, and Misan Aleim, Kigon Kol Avodos Shedarkon, Shalavodos Kochavim, Kach, if you go to your worship of Avodazar, Vizavoch, Vikitar, Afil Shalok Kedarka, Kilokom Apirkan, then Goyim, they're warned they're not allowed to do it, but they're not going to get Misa. So how could you say that there's four things, Gesher and Avodah Zarah, Gil Arayos, Shvichas Damim, Birchas Hashem, and Avodah Zarah, it seems like they're not going to do it for Avodah Zarah. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Asara Shalem, Zui Misasan, when it says Asara, that is their Misa. Rashi says, Kolomer, meaning to say, Kol Asara de Tana Tana Gabe Bnei Noach Zui Misa Shalom. That means they are Misa. The Lodiak Baham Tana La Mista Misa Kabichai Misa Vasos Mishain Bishabem Misa Kilagabe Yisrul. That actually they are killed for those things. So that is their Misa. All right. Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, V'kul Tamidi de Rav Amri, Al Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. He says, no, they're killed for all seven Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Galer Achon Bechad of Huadin Lekulu. He's just revealed it by one of them. That is called double, you know, someone who spills blood. His blood is spilled. That's murdered, and the rest of the six to learn from it. V'alai Gezel Bnei Noach. What? You're going to tell me Bnei Noach gets killed through because of theft? Says Rashi Legezel, Kach hu mitzvahs b'nei Noach, gana v'gazel v'chen yifastar. Even taking a woman of beautiful form, Davin ami gezel, so goes in a sishto, abim melchami, stealing someone's woman in war. So let's take a look. Gezel b'noach nerag, v'atayim v'tanabraisam. Ala gezel. When it comes to gezel, ganav v'gazav v'chinyan fastor. If he stole, if he did it at nighttime, which is geneva, ganav v'gazav, did it during the daylight, the people see it, or if fastor, that's a problem. V'chein kayotz v'hem. And also anything similar to this type of stealing. What does that mean? It says Rashi v'chein kayotz v'hem she'inu mamish gezel eladomin lehem. Look, I'm on the first level. Soon we're going to explain what exactly that means. Kusi bikusi, if you have a kusi with a kusi, a non-Jew with versus a non-Jew, vikusi bi Yisrael, or you have a kusi against a Jew, aser. This is something that's going to be aser, meaning this is shavah mitzvah be'noach, a guy can't steal from a guy or from a Jew. Bi Yisrael, bikusi mutter. But a Yisrael to a kusi is mutter. As she says, the lo sasho kusri echaksiv. Says, don't do this from your brother. V'chulo kusi. Midrabanan ika lamanda asar. Mishum chil Hashem. Goes obasa. Still going to be asar. At least midrabanan to steal from a kusi. Although there are other Rishonim that say straight up, it's also Doraisa that steal from an Anju. Vim Yisrael, and if it's really true that he's going to be killed for stealing, then it's the Chayev. It should have said a Lashon of Chayev. Why are you saying a Lashon of Aser, which sounds like you're not going to be killed? And for the Gemara, we should look away, let me say, Seifa Yisrael B'kusi Mutter. Since he wanted to say a Jew to a guy, his Mutter, Tanaresha Aser uses a Lashon of Aser as well, but it actually means it's going to be Chayev as well, Chayev to be killed. Aiva Kol Echad Esli Chiyuva. Mr. Katani, wherever the Tana says that someone's going to be chayav to be killed for Shav Mitzos, it would say straight up, it would teach it straight up to Katani Reisha, because in the beginning of the Brice it says, Asfichas Damim, Kusi B'Kusi B'Kusi B'Yisrael Chayiv, Yisrael B'Kusi Potter. Right? Uses the lesson straight up of chayav. When you want to talk about you're going to be killed, you got to be explicit. Send for the Gemara, Hasam Heichi Lisni. No, over there, how did you want to teach it? Listen, Aser Umutter? You want to use the Lashon of Aser and Mutter? That doesn't make any sense. It's just Pater. V'atanyo, into the Brice, Akusi Viroi Behema Daka, Akusi or a shepherd of small animals, or a Daka, Rashi says, Shestam Gazlanim, Shemarin Behemtam Besodas Acherim. They graze their animals and fields are not theirs. Lo Malim Lo Maridim. We don't save them. We don't put them down. Rashi says, "Lo malin osam in abor, latzilim min hamisa." If they fall into a pit, we don't bring them up, leave them there. When we do so, we don't put them in there. Labor la misa miyadayim. It's going to put it, straight up. Okay, he finishes off in parentheses here. Aval ha'ida din ze eino noeg ki batlu. This thing was actually batel. So, since the Braisa could say in the second din only that a yid is going to be potter from being killed for killing a guy, it had to say in the first one chayev. But don't say that you apply that in the second one as well. So, the Gemara, okay, kayotzi bel begezel mahi. What does it mean when it says something that's similar to stealing? It's talking about a worker by a vineyard. This worker in the field, in the vineyard, and he's eating grapes without rishus, the one who owns it. Paul Bekerim, Amos, when is this guy stealing the grapes? Says Rashi, v'ochem and anavim, he's eating from it. Ibishas gemar melacha, if it's at the time that he goes, and he's harvesting them. Says Mark, you're going to schar lifsar etiru, and he's doing it beheter. Motor to do that while working. If it's not at the time of the processing, gezam alyu, then it's straight up theft. That's not something that's just similar to stealing. It's straight up. Rashi says, v'gezal tani le'risha. So says Gemara, papa lo nitzcha ela lepachos mishava pruta. It's talking about a case where the theft was something which is less than a shava pruta, a tiny little bit amount. Iachi if so, kusi b'yisrael, aser. Ha bar mechilahu. You want to say, then why does it say that a kusi against Yisrael is going to be aser? This is something which we're not really worried about. Pachos mishava pruta, and therefore, why would it be chay for stealing this a little bit, this tiny amount? This is going on. The he the baser hachim machile. It's true that he's mochel after the fact. Tsar b'shaita mi lesle, but isn't it tsar at the time that is actually the guy's taking it from him? Rashi explains, Hilkach Gezelhu Eloshein Bezin Yisrael Niskakan Lashiv. It's Gezel, but they're not Niskak to return it to Basarachi Machale, because he's Mochel. It'll be Yisrael, Nami Aser, Ma'aver Lo Avar. Dichsev lo sigzol. The heishiv is a gazela. Amidid de hishavon kari gazel. Something that could be returned is called gazel. Idach lo, not others. Aval the kusi, the la bar shavon is not something which you can return to. Usha called dino lemisa. Lo nafik bachus mishava prut mishum pruta miklal pruta. Lo nafik pachas mishava pruta michal pruta. Afilim yisar damacha le basayachi. Even so, he's going to be killed for such a thing. Says Gemara, kusi be kusi kayotze bahen. How does it make sense? Would you say a kusi with another kusi is called kayotze bahen? Something similar? Kim de la bene bechila ninu. Gezel malayu. It's going to go straight up gezel. So Gemara says, oh, okay. El amar vachabir rabbi kol. Lo nitzcha ella lakovish schar sachir. This is talking about a case with someone who holds back the money of a hired worker. Akusi b'kusi, v'kusi b'Yisrael, aser. Akusi against akusi, a guy against a guy. Or a guy against a yid, aser. Yisrael b'kusi, mutter, a yid never breaks and a yid never bends. Yisrael b'kusi is something that's going to be mutar. Says Rashi, what does that mean? B'kovesh schar sachir, de gezel lohav. It's not called gezel. El b'chotiv davar mid miyad. Chaver, something you grab something from your friend's hand. Kedamir b'vakam b'rubah into some base. Mikra de vayigzol esachonis miyad hamitzri. But over here, when you hold back, it's not considered gezel straight up. Kayotze b'yifas tohar ma'ihi. And what does that mean? Something similar to yifas tohar. Kiyasar avdimi, amar avalos, amar b'chanina, ben noach, sheyiched shivcha la'avdo, uba'aleh anaregaleh. If a ben noach, he set aside a shivcha for his slave, and then he has tashmish with this woman, naregaleh, he then gets killed for it. Why is it considered similar to it? Because he's not actually married to the slave, and therefore it's going to fall into that category. I didn't teach an idea between a guy and a yid that there's something which is kayotze when it comes to murder, because there is no case that would be the case. If you find a brisa that does teach things that are going to be different for similar to murder, Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul, it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul, the Tanya, Rabbi Yonasan, Yonasan ben Shaul, Omer, Rodef Acha Chaver Largo, Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul, he the Tanya, Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul, Omer. If let's say Rodef Acha Chaver Largo, someone's running after trying to kill him, Yochel Etzil Bechad Meivarf, and he could go and he could save himself by shooting the guy in the leg, but he doesn't have to actually kill him, Velo Etzil, but he doesn't do that, and rather goes and he kills the guy. Beep, turn the page. Nun Zayin, Amud Beis, Amud Beis. Then what's the din? Neherog Alav, he gets killed for it. Says Rashi, Hainu Kayosev with the Shulchas Damim, Davi Karov Lahatir, Ve'inu Mutir. Ve'inu Mutir. Something similar to being Mutir, but not, right? This is only like similar type of case. However, a guy who kills either another guy or a Jew in such a case is going to be chayef, right? Also, a Jew that kills another Jew under such a situation is going to be chayef also. But if a Jew kills a guy who's running after him, he's not going to be chayef. Ashkach, Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, Davik Siv B'Sefer Agadata de Beirav. You saw that it was written in the book of Agadata by Beirav, the Academy of Rav. Benoch Neherag Bidayan Echad. Be'ed echad shelo ba'asra mepi ish v'lo mepi isha v'afilu karov mishum v'mishmol amru af al ha'ubrim. Wow. So he said this, that a ben noach is killed with one dying and with one aid, even though there's no hasra there, but it's got to be from a man and not from a woman. From a man, not a woman. Rashi says, they die in ish or aid ish. I feel a carve, and it can even be a relative of that person. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, they said, af ala ubrim is going to be chayv even for killing an uber. That is, this is an amazing concept that if you have a non-Jew hits a woman who's pregnant and the baby dies, he gets killed. But a yid, it doesn't work like that. When a yid does such a thing, he's not going to be chayv to be killed. He's only killed if the baby was actually born, but not beforehand. We know immediately where do we know this from? I'm Rabbi Yehuda Damar Karl. The pasuk says by Noach and his kids, "Ach es dimchem lenafshoseichem edrosh, your blood of your souls, I will seek." Afilu b'dayin echad, even one dying, believe that there's only one judge. Miyad kol chayil. The pasuk goes on the hand of every little thing. Afilu shelo ba'asua, even without being worn. Edushenu miyad adam. Afilu be'erecha. That's I'm going to seek it from the hand of man, which is that he's going to be killed even from one aid. Miyad ish from the hand of a man. V'lo miyad ish not from a woman. Achiv brother. Afilu kar even someone who's related to you. B'shem Rabbi Shmuel Amar Afalo Ubrim. My time in Rabbi Shmuel. What's the Rabbi Shmuel? Dachsev shofech dama adam, but adam damo yishofech. Whoever sheds man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. Right? This is alluding to killing one person that's inside another person. Says Rashi, "Shabatocha Adam dam yishafech shofech dama Adam beAdam ezo Adam shu beAdam heavy omer ze uber shem meibo." That's this fetus. V'tana kama tana deve minashehu. Oh, why? Why doesn't the Tana kama learn out? Doesn't learn out the chiyah for murdering a fetus from that pasuk. For Tana Kama, Tana Devar Minashehu, Tamar Kol Misa Amur LeBnei Noach Eino Ela Chenek. Any Misa that's sent to Ben Noach, that's talking about, is going to be Chenek. V'shadi Lehai Ba'adam HaSefer Nekra. And therefore he throws this word to the end of the pasuk. Udrosh Be'ach, and he explains the following. Ba'adam Damo Yishafich, in the man, his blood shall be shed. Eze shvichas damim shel adam shu begufo shel adam. What type of murder is there, death is there, that's inside a person? Havom is a chenek. That is chenek, because there's no dam that leaves the body. Says Rashi, din dam yotzei luchotz. Okay. It says the Hilchos Gemara. So we excluded a woman. She's not allowed to be part of this process of judgment and the edus. Masafer famnuna. Ve'isha lo mifkada. A woman's not commanded to be part of this. V'aksiv ki yedativ l'manashe yitzava. Where it says that I know that Avram, that he's going to command his children. The women are included in that pasuk, then they should also be part of it also. Right? It says that ki yedativ l'manashe yitzava es banav es beso acharv v'shomu derech Hashem lasot staka u'mishpat. Clearly, they are included in this shtickle as well. He has to be answered. Banov ledin, the children for din. Beso litzdaka, in the household, meaning the vablich, is talking about for tzedakah, righteousness. But they're not involved in the actual process of din. Amalei Rav Avya Saba leRav Papa. Ema bas Noach shaharga lo te'arik. So let's say that a bas Noach, a girl who's a nohad, right, who goes and kills someone, she shouldn't be killed by the courts, because miyad ish v'lo miyad ish eksev, it says from the hand of a man, which implies not from the hand of a woman. Amalei hachiyam Rabbi Yehuda shofek dam ha'adam mikol adam mikol makom, which means any type, doesn't matter who it is, man, male or female. Ema bas noach shezinta lo teharik. So you want to say that a bas noach, the woman's mezana, shouldn't be killed. Chsev al kein yazov ish. Therefore, a man should leave his father and his mother. Ebedavik beishto velo isha, but not a woman. Oh, pasuk says ish over there, and learn that a man is going to be chayav for gilir raz, but not a woman. And for the gemara, amalei hachi amar bihuda vahayu lebaser echad hadar arvinu kra. They should become like one flesh, and therefore combine the two of them together. Both of them are going to be chayav if they're involved in gilir raz. Tana rabba non ish. The pasuk says ish. This is ish. Ish is kosher b'sar lo sikravu legaloserva. Any person of any that is near, you know, any sort of relative, do not come close to uncovering thy nakedness. Matam lomer ish ish. Why does it say ish ish? The rabba says akuzam include a guy. Shemusar and alarayus kiso. They are musar and arayus just like the frankly marva home hacha nafka. Is that where we learn out from a hasam nafka? No, we learn out from the pasuk over there that we saw earlier, and that is that we brought in the beginning. Vayitzav Hashem elokim al adam limer mikol yitzagan achol tochal tochel limer zikili rayus. That's what we learn from hasam arayus did who? Now and for the gemara, though there the pasuk is asering to their arayos, meaning gilir arayos with a married woman who's a guy. V'achav arayos didan, this is ours. If he's a yid, the Ketani Sefer, it says ba'al al arayos Yisrael, if he's with a yiddish arayos, nidon b'din Yisrael, he's judged like according to the yidid. Ha! So we see the Bryce is talking about Ben Noach that's with
a yid. Lamai hilchasa. Fact the Gemara. For what halacha is a ben noach judged like a yid when it comes to being with a Jewish woman who's married? It's talking about those things that we said. The people, the judges, the witnesses, and the warning. It's got to be 23 judges. It's got to be 2 Edom. And it's got to be that there's a Sra. Migra Gara. Oh, what? Is Gila Raios with a married Jew less chamor than that with a married guy? Elam Rabbi Yochanan lo nitzcha elo darim rasa. It's talking about a case where a ben Noach who was the Gilarias with a Jew is an darim rasa. They're the two lesslu because they don't have a chiyav of with such a woman. The dayinin lehu bedina didan. So therefore, when they go and they judge, they go according to our laws. And he's with her, he's going to get skila. Wow. Oh, delicious. Aval eishes ish, but if a guy is involved with gilirayas, with an eishes ish, not an armor, eishes ish, bedina did who, Daniel? A judge according to their, bedina did who, Daniel? You're going to judge according to them? That's what you want to say? Basically, vatani mom tenabaisa baal naim rasa, nidam beskila, eishes ish, nidam bechenek. Right, you get chenek, strangulation. Vibi didn't did who, but according to them, so then sayef who? It should actually be sayef. Rav Nachman Yitzchak, my eishes ish dekatani. What does everyone say eishes ish? Kegon she nichnasa lechupa v'lo nivla. It's a case where she entered the chupa, but she wasn't yet with her husband. According to Dine Yiddish din, Gila Rash with the woman who did chupa is the same din with a woman who already had tashmish, that's going to be chenek, and only a nayim rasa is going to be different, which is going to be stoning. Diladethu leslu, because by the goyim, the nohads, they don't have this idea of this type of woman. So therefore, we judge her according to ours. The Tani Rav Chanina beulas baal yeshlam. They have a chiyav for gilir rasa of the woman who is already with her husband, but if they're going to chuppah, they weren't yet tashmish, they don't have that. Tiny cover said to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Bryce, who's back, Rabbi Yochanan, call every Shabbos then. Shall Yisrael, Mimisan Aleha, any erva that a Jewish court would kill for, Ben Noach Mazar Aleha, they also weren't to be with her as well. Ain Bezin Shall Yisrael, Mimisan Aleha, Ain Ben Noach Mazar Aleha. Divrei Meir, Zagazak Torbi Meir. Chamomrim, Harbe Arayos, so many Arayos, She'ain based in Shayisol, B'misan Aleim, O'ben Ochmiz Aleim, the many that they don't kill for, but they're still warned against doing. Displays Rashi, Kigon, Kol Chavi Krisos, Ben Noach Muzar Aleim, Dil Rabbanon, Yisrael B'nei Noach, Be ish ish lechol ha'omer v'parsha v'meir lo darish ish ish l'rabuya. He doesn't explain that. So according to Chachamim, all arayos that are brought down when it comes to arayos, even once it's only kares, are going to be also to a ben noach, and that's learned that again from ish ish v'meir doesn't is not maskim. Ba al arayos yisrael, arayos yisrael. If a guy was with a Jew that's arayos. I mean, she's a married Jew. Neither be the Yisrael. Baal Arios Ben Noach. Neither be the Noach. Va'anu ein lenu ela naim rasa v'vad. And we only have the difference between this married Jew and a married guy is a naim rasa. Fact the Gemara v'nechshuf nami nechsa l'chupa v'lo nivela. It should also count a Jewish woman who went to the chuppah but didn't have tashmish. That should be a case where Ben Noach is going to be chayv to the same punishment as a yid. So the Gemara hay tana de v'menashe hu. This is going according to Ben Menashe. Da'amer kol misaburu Ben Noach. Eino el chenek, idiv cheneku. Therefore, either way, the punishment is going to be chenek, so we don't have to go and say that. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.